Once there was a train, the most magnificent of trains, drawing a line through the night with a trail of its smoke. The train had a rendezvous with a station, the most magnificent of stations, with a sky straight to heaven itself and the biggest rooms a foot had ever set upon. And in the station were the most magnificent of people. Doctors, lawyers, musicians, electricians, the lady with the lovebird luggage, coming and going crisscross applesauce. And above the people was a clock. The most magnificent of clocks. With arms as long as Daddy's legs, and a face that was stoic yet kind. And the clock had a job, the most magnificent of jobs, to keep the people inside the trains, and the trains inside the station, and even the station itself, all on time.
Off you go, number four. Skip, skip, Mrs. Lesueur. No time for the cigar, Mr. Dubar.
The clock took great care with its job, so great care of it was taken by a man who greased and oiled and polished it with great admiration. Not a soul passed by without an ooh or an ah from those who were big to those who were small. And indeed, it liked the view just fine. Its goosebumps and blushes shone in sevens and nines. Nothing was missed by the hands of the clock, from the moat to the town to the roll to the rock. Everything was fine until the shine wore off. Then off with the people and in with the moth. Every tick bounced from room to empty room, only answered by a talk until its hands began to squeak, then slow down, then stop. Thieves entered the station, hungry for its luster. They stole and plucked and plundered, even taking the bin and duster. And just as the clock was being sized up by a pair of beady eyes, an old friend appeared with quite the surprise. A weapon with fanged teeth encouraged them on their way, and with a hammer and chisel there, he managed to save the day. Now that the clock was free, he took it all the way to his own home, though every time he saw it, he felt dread fill up his bones. The ticker didn't belong there, it belonged in the station, and doing the wrong thing for the right reason caused him much aggravation. But one fine day, he saw the thrilling news in the paper. He skipped and danced and celebrated the near closing of his caper. The station was going to have people again. And those people needed a clock. And by golly, they'd get the most magnificent one ever to be got. The moral of this timely tale, if we may say so, in each of us lies a strength that's far more powerful than we know.